You're going to see all the emotions.
Things got a little crazy at times.
And yes, there are some tears.
It wasn't rainbows, it wasn't butterflies. It is gut-wrenching. It is hard, and it only gets harder. This whole entire thing wasn't always pretty. Here's the thing. I wasn't the perfect bachelor.
Hello, Internet.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to a very, very special episode of 25 to Life. I know that we've said this before. This actually is a special episode.
Actually.
For two reasons. Number one, it is Taylor Robinson's birthday today.
Today, like this actual day.
Right. If you're listening to this now, you already missed it.
You already missed it.
You gotta wait 364 more days.
That's right.
Because you missed it.
That's right.
Sorry. I guess 365 because we will have hit the leap year in 2020 before your next birthday.
Okay, your math is huge.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, if you're listening to this, you're a day late, but I think still probably say something to Taylor.
Isn't doing it from the past.
Yes.
And guys, let's also preface, I made it to this episode under the wire.
Whoa, time out. Before you get this, there's a second reason this episode is important. Or special. There's a second reason this episode is unique.
Yes.
And that is that Taylor Robinson did not watch it.
I didn't watch it at all. Well, I mean, when I say I didn't watch it, I literally got here under the wire. The first thing that I saw when I walked into the door was that South by Southwest panel that Chris Harrison had of the former, quote-unquote, bachelors talking about nothing.
She made it here for the last one act of television.
Absolutely.
Missed all of it except for the last 10 minutes.
The whole thing. Yeah.
So we're going to have a slightly different structure of the show tonight. It's not going to be the usual thing. It's not going to be normal. I am just going to recount the show to Taylor. I mean, I don't think she has time to watch it between now and tomorrow's actual finale. This is going to have to be you watching the episode, kind of.
You don't know. I might have time.
You might.
I won't have time.
I don't think you will. This is going to have to be as good as it gets.
Okay, then you better get out here and do it, girl.
Boy, I hope these notes are legible because I wrote a little bit.
You write so small, tiny.
I do. It's not about how tiny it is.
It's kind compact.
It's kind of about how sloppy
it is. It's condensed.
Yeah, sometimes I write a lot of letters at the same time
it's
in the same space.
Like milk.
Yeah. So
what happened? What did I miss? Start from the top.
Well, so Taylor was in Texas. The reason we were like teasing last week, like we don't know how many episodes we're gonna have, is kind of because we didn't know what Taylor's timeline was gonna be like.
That is true.
So good news, we found it out. We're gonna have two episodes this week.
Yay!
One of them, this one, is going to be a special trial episode.
Yes. Tomorrow you will be back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Yes. Standard back and forth. Scenario.
Pithy dialogue.
Between us.
Lots of jokes.
Betwixt.
Same amount of cursing.
Yeah. Tonight, probably a little bit less, because I'm going to be doing a little bit of the talking.
Oh, come on!
This season, I've tended to have the cleaner mouth.
I know. I was pretty fired up.
It's your birthday, so maybe you're a year more grown up now. Or maybe just a year more grown into swearing.
Yeah, I like that better.
I think that could also be the case.
That feels right.
Maybe the volume is about to go up.
It sure is. Turned up.
Let's get actually right into what happened.
Okay, so...
So here's what you missed.
Clearly, we have to start the episode from Colton jumps the fence. Now you go.
Colton jumps the fence. So, ABC responds by making a season-long montage of everything that happened, concluding with him jumping the fence, and that's the entire first act of television.
Oh, come
on. Like, the first 10 minutes of the show are a quick rundown of the season.
Here's
mostly focusing on all the women who say it's a terrible idea for Cassie to be here. Like, there's a pretty heavy focus.
Let's continue to reinforce the message that we've all been seeing for the past few weeks. Here's what I don't understand. You know, don't make it a two-night finale if you know you don't have enough content for two nights. Because why would you recap the entire season if you didn't have enough content? If you had enough content, I mean.
Somewhere in all of this, there's like, I don't know, what, I think like 5 hours of television without showing Hannah on screen.
Poor Hannah.
There are only three contestants left. And they went like 5 hours without putting one of them on camera.
Poor Hannah. She'll be fine, won't she? Blake's still single, right?
I don't know.
Maybe they deserve each other.
I don't know if they deserve anyone.
He might be too tall for her.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think he's too tall for her. I mean, not like in a way where she like wouldn't be into it, but like, you know, sometimes it's like kind of weird with somebody who's like super, super tall and super, super, super little. Like I saw Chris Bosh and his wife in the airport today.
We get it. You flew all over the place today.
It looks weird. It looks weird. And she's got booty shots too.
Listen. You're so fancy. Like, oh, I flew today. All this high class.
And I'm wearing my Jackson Maine shirt, whatever.
I took the bus. The public bus home from work.
Wow. Did it smell like poop?
No.
Not today.
Well, anyway. So the show actually starts like 15 minutes in.
Yep.
Actually starts. We're here in Portugal.
Yep.
Colton's jumped over the fence.
Yep. They're calling him like a dog.
Chris Harrison and a team of producers are like, Colton, calling like
here
a dog.
Here, boy.
Not here. We see the camera. The camera is looking for him, like, in the is he in the bushes?
I wish I could whistle, because that would really add to the sound effects here.
That would. If only there were a way for us to get that sound into the episode.
Sounds like, here, boy. Come on, Lucky.
There it is.
There it was. Way to go, Taylor. You learned awfully quick.
Hey, you're welcome.
So anyway, they're searching for Colton in like the trees and in the bushes, and like they're like, stop the van. I saw some movement in these bushes off to the side of the road.
Infrared cameras.
It wasn't him.
Oh, okay. It was a cat. It was a dog.
So
it was a cat.
Yeah. The whole time they're
a crackhead.
They're
coming
like
out of the trees.
Scanning the landscape, and you expect Colton to just emerge. Like, a little bit blurry, like Bigfoot or something out of nowhere, like night vision
of,
Bigfoot.
That episode of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns walks out of the woods after he takes his weird medication. That is exactly what it's like.
Yeah. Turns out they find him. Surprise. They found him. He was just walking down the road. Literally, there's one road. Chris Harrison is, like, giving directions later to the team. He's like, yeah, you're going to go out the gate, turn left, and just go down that road. And then he was just walking down the road.
What?
They had this big to-do, like, is he missing? Where are we going to find him? Where is he? He's just walking down the road.
Girl.
So they're walking down the road. They stop him. They talk to him. Chris Harrison's like, listen, do you want to be done with this whole thing? And Colton's like, yes. I've been through so much. I don't think I can take anymore.
Oh, he's been through so much.
He was presented with a buffet of 30 attractive women.
30 women.
And the one he picked didn't want him back.
60 breasts. Yeah. He was provided.
That's excellent
with
math.
60
you're out here. You're out here talking about me and my math. You're out here.
Listen.
Doubling numbers instantly.
I can double easy numbers. Not all of them, but a handful of them.
So he's like, "You want to be done?" Colton's like, "Yes." Chris Harrison's like, "What about Hannah and Tayshia?" Colton's like,
"He's like, I don't care. I don't care."
He was like, "I don't. I'm not really interested."
So, I mean, but obviously he knew he had to break up with them. Like, I mean, I get that whole, like, I'm in love with Cassie. I was never really in love with these two women. I was just going through it because we were on the show. But, like, you can't really believe that he was just going to get up and walk out and let the show break up with
them. This episode has a strong hint of scripting to it.
In what respect?
All of it is fake.
Oh,
everyone just sounds like they're reading lines the entire time.
Mm.
Even more so than usual, which is, like, there's usually a pretty heavy dose of that on the show. This one's even worse. So anyway, Colton's like, yeah, I don't want them. Chris Harrison goes, this is the $20 million question here. Mm. He's like, listen, what if Cassie's just, like, not into you?
This is what I've been saying for weeks. Like, maybe, and here's something crazy, because Colton will continue to say this clearly through the episode, like, based on the last 15 minutes that I saw and reading Twitter and, you know, the recaps and what little information I could pull from the show for tonight. Colton keeps creating this narrative about, like, love is hard and you need to fight for what you want and blah, blah, blah.
I think they're making it up for him, but yeah.
Right, but, like, you know, doing all of this stuff and then come to find out, maybe she just doesn't like you like that. And that is her. Like,
maybe she just wants to get Instagram famous on TV,
right,
and not end up getting married to
somebody. Right, and both of those things are her prerogative. You cannot continue to go back and force anybody to be in a relationship with
you.
Yeah,
we've sort of like hyper sped through.
Yeah.
Like at the beginning of the show, people were on it to like get married to somebody rich. Great.
Fine.
Whatever.
That was right. That was the original premise to marry an astronaut millionaire. Yes.
Yes. And then we cycled really quickly into like, yeah, you can get on it and then like you could marry somebody and then you'll be in a celebrity couple and so you'll get tabloid and TV money and like you'll do that right. And it's fine. And then really quickly we went from that phase all of a sudden into you go on it for the residuals. You go on it for right. the collateral Instagram benefit.
Right, right.
And the actual danger of being on the show is that you end up winning.
With somebody, yeah.
And now your fame is over.
Right. Because, like, for the people that we love and talk about all the time, none of those people are part of the relationships. Like,
no, nope. When you win the show, you just drop off the face of the
right. earth. Like, we're talking about people like Charlene. We're talking about people like Hot John. We're talking about people like...
I'm talking about people like Garrett. He won
the
show.
You and I are saying the same thing. Like, what I'm saying is the people that you and I talk about that we actually care about that are on the show are people like Charlene, Leslie Murphy,
Near Miss
John
losers.
Graham. Like, yeah. Those are the people that we actually care... Wells, who's dating Sarah Hyland right now. If he had won the show and ended up with JoJo... What a nightmare. Or whoever the hell was his season. Was it Becca? No. See, I don't even remember.
I don't even remember.
Because the people that we actually care about don't ever win the show.
Yeah.
And that's where the money's at. That's where the fame's at. That's where the money's at. It's not exciting when Becca and Garrett show up. Who cares?
You go on the show to get second or third now.
Like exactly. Nick Viall is friends with Elijah Wood because he didn't win the show.
Yeah. So anyway, Chris Harrison's like, what if she's not into you? Colton's like...
Which is the million-dollar question.
Well, Colton's like, listen. And I think this is like the narrative they're forcing him to have. Like, listen, I think she really is. I need to trust my gut. Well, again, we've already
talked. Again, your gut is wrong. Your gut is like...
My gut says she's in love with me. He's like, I think she's freaked out by me also dating two other women. So I just need to go cancel those relationships, and then she'll be into it.
That's literally not even what she said. When she broke up with you last week, that was not what she said.
But that's what his gut says.
Your gut is stupid. Your gut is illiterate. Your gut is as illiterate as R. Kelly is, okay? No.
So now Colton has to actually break up with the women. The next hour and 40 minutes of television is just two prolonged breakups that luckily we can probably discuss in less than that time.
Okay, let's try it.
Let's try. So Colton goes to Tayshia's room.
Oh, poor Tayshia.
She's surprised. She's like,
is she still
God.
Wearing the same outfit from last week, the white tank top?
No, she's wearing some like gold thing.
Did it look great?
Super hot.
Obviously.
He's like, listen, I love Cassie. And she was like, okay, cool. Can we talk away from the cameras? Which is fake.
Because they still have their mics on, obviously.
They still have their mics on, and like, guess what? They left the door open a crack.
Oh my God. Or the producers at least cracked the door open.
Well,
somebody,
yes.
I mean, they probably asked for the privacy, and the producers were like...
She's looking through the crack right at the camera.
Because she sees it!
Yeah.
Because she sees it.
So they go into her room, and Colton starts crying immediately. He's
what
like,
a bitch.
Well, I think he is aware that like, Tayshia is a very high quality person.
Yeah.
And he's not crying about their breakup.
Any of it, no.
He's crying. He's just still upset that Cassie is not into him. And Tayshia is trying to be comforting to him in this moment because she doesn't really care. She's not really into Cole.
And I think the other thing that's interesting about Tayshia that I have found in what has been, and I think we should preface, what has been shown of their relationship. He seems like he has a... sort of really strong kind of friendship, playful, like vulnerable connection with her. So for the fact that she said, let's talk away from the cameras. And then he burst into tears with her feels like that relationship, the closest that they have is, I don't know how to describe it. That closest that they have is a little bit more like, I don't know, somebody that you would really trust over somebody like, I don't know, a relationship he might have with Hannah G.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're friends because they're both kind of adults. And
yeah.
They both maybe seen each other naked. They both had the chance to,
oh,
like,
he saw them titties.
Right. They both like had the chance to sleep together and they didn't. So both of them, I think, realize that this has moved beyond the romantic or physical thing. Yeah. And like, they're just kind of buddies now.
Yeah.
And
yeah. So, exactly. Exactly.
So that's what happened.
Exactly.
So basically that's what happens. The mic, it is very important to note that the microphone was like extra picking up his heartbeat when they were like, oof, when she was like cuddling him to, oof, not like romantically, but like,
but to, holding him to,
she was like,
him,
holding on to him. It was either that or alternatively, there's a separate reality where they added it back in Foley, where there's just,
you know, they probably
somebody's
did,
just like tapping on the microphone. Yeah.
I feel it.
That last one was me. I don't know if you could tell. But yeah, it's strange.
So it sounded like also in the recap that I read that they cut the breakups simultaneously with an in-person interview with each of the girls, right?
No, they did the breakup entirely and then they moved to a studio
right,
portion.
That's what I mean. So like, so they had the breakup and then they went to Tayshia.
Tayshia's breakup at the hotel, then yeah, then Tayshia in studio.
In real life, IRL.
By herself with Chris Harrison for a second and then with Colton.
Okay, so tell me about that. Okay, first of all, what did she wear? What did her hair look like?
I don't remember. She's really hot.
Okay, great. Great. Got it.
The clothes.
I'll look it up.
I don't know. So, like,
I'll find it on my own.
I don't know if this is typical of, like, just a man thing or if this is just an Adam Bonifest thing. I remember that I was attracted to her in this moment. I don't remember what she was wearing.
I see. That's a man thing.
It might be. I don't know if
it's a man
thing. I don't
thing.
Know if I should expand that to other men. It definitely is true with me.
I mean, leave it in the comments, guys. Let
I remember,
us know.
Like, I remember thumbs
I know
up.
There are men listening to this.
Yeah.
Mark Downey.
Yeah. It's like a thumbs up or thumbs down thing. I don't remember specific. It's like me leaving a movie. I don't remember what happened, but I know whether I liked it or not.
Honey, everybody knows what happened in the movie except you.
Yeah. Maybe I just don't remember
anything. Is it a 1-0 thing? That's, are we getting back to that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, okay. I don't know if it's a me remembering, like, processing versus
like,
remembering.
I know she's hot. I don't care what she had on.
She was hot.
Got it.
So we show up and Tayshia's like, we had something special. We had this moment, like whatever.
Blah, blah,
she's,
blah.
She's very polished. She's not as emotional as you would think because I think she's already over it.
Well, she was over it when they broke up and he burst into tears in front of her and she's like, oh girl, I don't even want this.
Yeah, so it was really not that interesting. She was good on camera. She was good talking. She had the story together. Like, mm-hmm, you know, we had a relationship. We had these moments. We had these things. I thought it was special. But like, you know, it's over now. And there wasn't really like a brutal heartbreak. It was like it was talking about like it was something that happened a long time ago.
But essentially it did happen a long time ago. It happened at least 3 months
ago. But it's going to be way different when Hannah's on stage later.
Uh-huh. But so, I mean, but now when Hannah's on stage, is this the difference between talking to a 28-year-old woman and talking about a breakup and talking to a 23-year-old woman about a breakup?
It might be. Like, so Colton comes out. Tayshia's like, I have one question. I think they probably made her ask this. She's
right.
Like, I have one question. What was missing?
And I'm sure she probably already asked it.
Well, and he was,
when they were in Portugal.
It's a really kind of a fake question. She was like, what was missing? And he said, you know, he didn't really have to answer. He's like, listen, I just wasn't really into you, which is
fine.
The answer, which is obviously the answer. It's going to be the answer when Hannah's there too. Like, listen, I didn't pick you, not because you did anything wrong, just because I was into somebody else.
Yeah, that's it.
So,
and that's literally at this point of the show, that is the baseline of it.
Yeah, and it went over pretty well. Like, they're both like friendly to each other. They're both happy to see each other. They're both like, yeah, hey, you look good. You look good.
I think their relationship is very much like that, which I appreciate from them. You know, they have an adult relationship, or at least she is an adult person.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Colton does not look good. They were like,
okay, let's stop for just a second. Because
so,
I have to talk about Colton's hair.
Yeah.
What?
Colton's hair looks something that like Seth Green's character in Can't Hardly Wait might be wearing.
Wow.
It's like kind of going for the wet and spiky look.
Wow. And it's high?
It's a lot. It's kind of a, I mean, if we evolve like 15 years backwards, 20 maybe, backwards, that and Colton just like got a haircut from the time, that would be it.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's intense. This is the
and
new
it's
Colton.
Such like a different hairstyle than what he was, I don't know, born with? Like, it seems like there was a lot of process in this, because his hair seems naturally curly, and then this is very straight. And so those two things don't go together, but, like, his hair, like, I have a lot of questions, and we'll come back to it when I actually see him tomorrow.
He doesn't look great.
He looks like, I think we were texting, and you said that he looked like he was in a Christian rock boy band?
Yes. That is exactly what he looks like. He's probably got the cross tattoo now.
Yeah.
He's got this wet haircut, long, spiky haircut.
Sounds like something Cassie would be into.
Yeah. Like a boy band called something like vaguely religious, maybe like a Deep End.
Oh, my God. Did you go see Deep End when you were in eighth grade and you went to like the cellar at your school church?
I've got a Deep End poster on my wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They would play shows on Saturday nights at the gym. At the church gym.
The YMCA or something.
The church gym.
Yeah. So that's it. Tayshia doesn't appear to be too impacted by this. She does appear to be good on camera.
Which is what you
better
need.
Better than Hannah. So anyway,
so let's get to Hannah. Because Hannah I feel the worst for.
So we have the same process for Hannah.
Yeah.
He's going to surprise her at her room for a second.
Is it a surprise?
And then, because she's got a full makeup on. So, and then she's going to come in the studio by herself, and then with Colton.
Right.
So, so we drop in on Hannah in her room, and she's, like, writing in her journal just, like, a letter to him.
Poor Hannah. Poor Hannah.
Yeah. She's got, like, her outfit on. I think we've seen her in this, like, four times. Yeah, like, this shoulderless sort of red thing.
Yeah.
So he comes in, and he kind of says the same thing he says to Tayshia. He's like, listen, I can't be in love with two people at one time.
Is he also crying?
Not really.
Oh.
This is also different.
Hmm. Interesting.
He's like, I can't be in love with two people, and it's Cassie, so you're out.
Oh.
And then she starts crying, and then he starts crying.
Oh, he's crying because she's crying.
Yeah, and he gives her the, like, you still remind me of home, which sounds like a lyric from
his Christian rock boy band?
Yeah. From Deep End's debut solo single.
Mm.
Which
is called Home.
I wish I could think of a name. You Remind Me of Home, or just Reminds Me of Home.
Yeah, that's it.
So, and then Hannah says kind of what I'm feeling the whole time. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't believe this is happening right now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's been watching the show up to this point. She thinks she's winning.
Right.
Just like you and I did.
Yes.
Turns out,
again,
she wasn't.
So sorry, everybody, for being wrong.
She's so wrong.
She's actually
blindsided by this.
Yeah.
I think there's a decent shot that Tayshia and Colton on their one-on-one, like, talked, and both of them kind of figured out this wasn't really their thing,
mm-hmm.
and so it made it softer for them.
Yeah.
This did not happen for Hannah. She literally just flew to Portugal to sit in her room and wait and then get broken up with before she even got the date, which is brutal.
It is really brutal. But again, like, is this the difference between a 23-year-old taking this breakup? Because also
this is part of it.
Yeah. I feel like the other thing also, seeing this much, as you say, this much emotion from Hannah, is a departure from what we've seen from her this entire season. Like, she has not emoted a whole lot.
Because she thought she was winning.
Right. They haven't had her on camera a lot. She's basically been defending Colton and sort of, you know, sitting in the background in a lot of these confrontations that the girls were having, because she was like, well, I'm a front runner. I don't need to get into this smoke.
The game plays very different when you're winning.
Yes.
You often, like, people are unwilling to, like, get into fights with you or, like, mm-hmm. take sides against you because it's the death penalty for them after
that. Which is
so
interesting.
You don't fight
the
winner.
Because people were coming at Cassie off jump.
Right. I think the entire house was kind of surprised that he ended up going with Cassie. I think people would have just, like us, would have just assumed he was going to go with Hannah.
Which is why everybody was saying to him, like, Cassie isn't here for the right reasons. Like, why are you doing this?
Right.
And yet, Hannah, who has quote-unquote played by the rules, let's say, you know, been the front runner as we've seen it in the past however many seasons, usually a front runner like this doesn't get a lot of airtime. Yeah, because they don't need to.
The last like five or six guys have picked the first impression rose winner for their whole winner of the whole thing. And so when she got that, I think everyone knows the stats on this.
We wrapped it up.
Everyone's like, it's going to take something monumental for her to lose. And like, guess what?
Something monumental
happened.
It was the promise of Cassie's.
Oh, I just do not get Cassie at all.
Honey, you just don't like blondes that much, and I think that's what's really going on here.
Well, like, you could... I've been persuaded to kind of like Hannah. Like... I mean, if I had to drop on one side of the fence, I would be on the pro. I'm not picking her of the three women left, but I wouldn't be upset if he did.
Well, no, because, you know, we thought something different. But, like, if she was walking down the street one day, would you go, man, she's really cute? No. You would not. I know.
No, I'm not about to start liking blondes. This is season 12, all right?
I'm not an idiot.
I'm not about to change myself.
I'm not an idiot. What are you talking about?
It's chemical. You can't do anything.
So we get to Hannah's sort of on-camera
She comes and sits down. She's upset. She's like, this is the ultimate rejection. I'm so heartbroken.
I just feel like this is a lot from her.
So, kind of. So
color she's me like, surprised.
She's like, she's kind of broken up. Chris Harrison says, you know, are you in love with him? And she goes, I was in love with him. Something has happened to her, I think, between when they filmed the episode and then when they filmed the in-camera thing.
In what respect? What do you mean?
She got over it.
Yeah, she got over it. Well, she was mad.
She was really, I think, the surprise, the shock and surprise of the initial breakup.
Pissed her off.
Was a lot. Yeah. And now she's over it, and I guess. And so, like, Colton comes out early for her, and then he's on camera with her, the three of them, mm-hmm. the two contestants and Chris Harrison, are in studio together.
Colton.
Hannah.
And
Chris Harrison.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, Colton and Tayshia.
Oh, no. Tayshia's totally done.
Tayshia's, yeah. Okay.
So they sit there, Colton, Hannah, and Chris Harrison, and they have the world's probably least interesting conversation of all time.
Sure.
And it really gets dragged out. It just goes in circles. What did I do wrong? You didn't do anything wrong. I was just into somebody else. Could I have done something different? No, really isn't about you.
Yeah.
I was just into somebody else. And like, I wanted to not be into you anymore so that I could be into her.
I literally wanted to have sex with somebody else. That's it.
She's like, I thought I was winning. I thought I was... And he was like...
Same,
and
girl.
He was like, listen, this has nothing to do with you.
Yes.
I was way into somebody else, so I decided to stop being into you so I could be into her the whole way.
Right.
And like, this was it, 20 minutes of this.
So, based on all of this, and I saw some of the quotes that Hannah had, and she was like, you know, I want to be in a relationship where somebody jumps the fence for me and blah, blah, blah. So the fact that Tayshia took the breakup the way that she did, and let's call it a little bit more mature,
better
than Hannah did, and now that you've seen those two breakups, and you know, because the breakup portion of the show is also a test of who could be the Bachelorette. Who do you think won that conversation?
Hannah lost strikingly.
And do you say that because
she's dead on camera.
Oh, okay.
She does not have emotion in her face or voice. Like, we assumed that the whole time she was just like that because she was winning.
Mm-hmm.
She's just like that. You know, Tayshia speaks well. She speaks, like, passionately.
Mm-hmm.
She
has complete thoughts.
She was way better than Hannah on camera talking.
Yeah.
Kaylin was also good last week.
Well, Kaylin is also a pageant queen.
It's going to come down to those two. It's going to come down to Kaylin and Tayshia.
And you really, really don't think... I mean, the internet is speculating wildly that it's basically Hannah B. You don't think that Hannah B has a dog in this fight?
Maybe. She's so dumb. Yeah. I don't know how anybody who makes any kind of money could invest in a show where she is the lead character. She speaks well when someone is telling her what to say, but I don't think she can come up with words on her own.
The show likes to do this bachelor-bachelorette choice based on who's the most heartbroken. And somehow you have to craft that message in a way or craft your statements in a way that are not too angry. You know what I mean? or too, like, and maybe not angry is the word, but too combative is probably a better word. So, like, somebody like, because it makes me think about how Nick shamed Andy on her finale, but he didn't end up being the Bachelor until he sort of redeemed himself with Caitlin.
After Paradise?
Right, after Paradise.
Oh, and the other season. I forgot he was even having
a contestant after Caitlin season. And after Paradise. So, like, his reaction was too combative for them to even think about making him the Bachelor. And then even with the whole Rachel and Peter thing, like, because...
Wait, what a surprise!
What a surprise that I brought up Peter!
You have found a reason to bring up Peter Krause? No.
It's my birthday. I can do what I want.
What if, like, they can't see the studio we're recording in.
Mm-hmm.
What if there was just a picture of Peter Krause, like, directly across from where we do this, just as a reminder to bring him up as much as possible? Do you think you would bring him up more, or do you think you're already at, like, peak saturation?
I'm never at peak saturation with Peter, and you should have never even said that phrase. I can't believe I said that. You idiot.
I didn't. That was not.
Peak saturation.
That was not. Oh, let me just tap the microphone to get it out.
Peak saturation.
No, I wanted to get it out.
Oh, sorry.
That was very poor word choice.
That was.
I didn't even mean it like that. That's just how it happened.
Because my favorite Instagrams from Peter Krause's feed is literally hanging up on the wall in our home next to my portrait of Meghan Markle. You idiot! So anyway, so like...
Trust me, they're there.
Oh, they're there. But like with Rachel, and when Rachel and Peter broke up, like their breakup was still so combative and so raw that I don't think the show wanted to risk bringing Peter back, because one, he said he didn't want to get engaged, and then to bring him back to be the Bachelor would be incorrect. And then two, him and Rachel clearly weren't over each other, or there was something else that was still going on. So the show likes to pick somebody who is heartbroken, quote unquote, in the right way. Well, then, So it's definitely not Hannah G.
Tayshia and Hannah are both out if that's the case, because the breakup that is going to last is the one that's Colton and Cassie. And I don't mean that like you think I do. The breakup that they are structuring the show around,
mm-hmm,
is those two.
Right.
Tayshia and Hannah were just necessary casualties of the Cassie breakup.
Right.
But they're not breakup survivors. By the end of episode 12, by the end of tomorrow night's episode.
Right.
Nobody
will be talking about that.
Those two are going to be out, and the only relationship breakup thing that we focus on is Colton and Cassie and how they've gotten back together after this massive breakup.
Right, but what the show chooses to do, they create the breakup narratives among the people that are not there.
Yeah, no.
But then use that as their ammunition to pick whoever is the Bachelor or the Bachelorette.
Right. What I'm saying is their breakup survivor is going to be for this season. It's Colton, and it's going to be for this season.
Oh, okay.
Breakup survivor cannot be Tayshia or Hannah.
Or Kaylin or Hannah B.
No, the breakup survivor of this season is the actual Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
That is the drama that they've structured and created.
Deep. Okay.
Thank you.
So
Deep. And?
Introspective. Okay.
That's it. Then they bring out a bunch of guys who don't say anything.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the best, I don't know, rundown of that snippet. And then Chris Harrison brings up Colton's virginity about 8 times in the last 10 minutes.
At this point, like, this is not even what this show is about. I don't give a fuck about whether or not Colton has put his dick in somebody's. I don't care.
Nobody really cares.
Nobody cares anymore. This is not a big deal.
This is not a show about finding a person to have, even on its like TV surface, even if you're taking it at its actual like word, this is not a show about finding a sexual partner.
You know what show is about finding a sexual partner?
Bachelor in Paradise.
What?
What?
Okay.
Were you going to say?
I was going to say Are You the One on MTV.
Oh.
Which is The Bachelor, but not.
I've never seen it.
I feel like we should watch it. Everybody keeps saying that it's so good.
Great. Good. Yeah.
The part that I did end up seeing, so Colton ended up sort of going through this sort of roller coaster of emotions and saying things like, I have to go back and get Cassie. I have to fight for.
Have to fight.
Right. I had to fight for this. And Cassie, this is so funny to me now that I think about it. The dichotomy between Colton crying and his face like puffy and gross, and him talking about having to fight for his relationship, and Cassie's like, you know, I just want to go home and see my friends and my family. And, you know, And I love Colton. I want him to be happy, but, like, it's not for me. And I'm like, I just feel like... And then Colton, on the same hand, in the same shot, going, like, I have to go back and get her. She doesn't want this. And that, like, there's a whole other narrative about, like, no means no. And, like, if she's not into it, you gotta let it go. Like, if she doesn't want you, it's over. Like, just like even Chris Harrison said... Is it possible that she just is not that into you? Like, that is an option. And why is it that Colton, or somehow the show has created this narrative around, like, you need to fight to be in love. And, like, there's, you know, there's strength in the difficulty of relationships. And, like, that's not a thing. Like, I don't want to be in a relationship with somebody where I am fighting with them 60-40. That's incorrect. That's too much. I would prefer not to do that. So why are you creating this narrative where fighting and being combative and, you know, having to, yes, relationships are challenging. I get all that. That is true. You have to work to communicate with one another to be effective partners. But, like, there is no nobility in being combative for the sense of being combative in a relationship. And that is what the show is creating.
Yeah, I have a more mathematical breakdown.
Okay.
What's going to happen tomorrow is that Colton's going to go grovel. He's going to fight for her, which is basically going to be crying all over her and saying, I can't believe you would make me look so terrible on TV.
Right.
And she is going to give in. She is persuadable. She is going to say...
She's a 23-year-old dumb girl.
She's going to say, okay.
She is going to say, okay.
And he's going to win her over by saying, we don't have to get married. We don't have to do anything.
Which is what he said when they broke up.
Right. He's going to say, just stick with me long enough for the season to switch over and for ABC to focus on some other couple.
Yeah.
And then we can break up and disappear into the darkness, which is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the instead, ABC and this season of The Bachelor is going to be about this mathematical inequality that I'm about to present.
Oh.
From their point of view, that is going to be voiced by Colton. Colton is going to voice what the producers are telling him to say, which is that if one person fights hard enough, it can save their relationship. Basically, what he's saying is that the relationship is the strength of it is the average of two people's inputs. So if one person is a full one all the way and the other is a zero, you can still have half of a good relationship. This is obviously not true.
No, that is not true.
The strength of a relationship is measured by the lowest interest on either party.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't matter if you are a one, if you're a one for somebody else, if they're a 0.0 for you, you have no relationship.
It is completely one-sided.
It matters how, like, you move at the speed of the person who is the least interested. That's the way it works. It is not an average.
No.
The person who controls it is the person who is less interested.
Yes.
And that's Colton, how relationships work.
And Colton, who has said a number of times, I've been in relationships with people who don't love me as much as I love them. And look at what you're doing, bro. Look at what you're doing. You are getting into another relationship with somebody or fixating on a relationship with somebody where they don't even care about you.
Yeah. He's an idiot.
And then here's the other thing that I do want to bring up. That, the, you know, during the South by Southwest panel with all the former...
We get it.
Bachelor,
you travel for work.
I'm just saying. It just looked like a panel I saw. Anyway. Jason said something like, give Colton credit for following his heart. And then all the guys are basically saying, like, you know, he's following his heart and this is important to him. And, you know, you have to fight for love and blah, blah, blah. If this was a woman, everybody would be like, she's a stage five clinger. Get this girl out of here. She's desperate. She's crazy. All of this kind of stuff. Like, that is unfair. But also, I would like to say that Colton is a dummy. We've already had this conversation with him.
I mean,
we told him that she didn't like you. And we're still doing this.
Fighting for someone.
Yes.
And stalking someone are kind of in the eye of the beholder. But, like, in the eye of the law, I don't think it's really like that.
It's you not. Know?
So I think...
you know, they don't have phones on this show. But it seems like he would be calling her 14 times in a row. That's not okay.
Well, I think they're kind of making him do this. This is just, like, The Bachelor has to keep coming up with new ways for the show to end. and this hasn't happened yet, so they have to make it end this way. The most dramatic season ever.
Right, but it's not dramatic because we know how it's going to end. We know that he's going to pick Cassie and she's going to say yes, and we're going to have to talk about it for an hour tomorrow. That's dumb.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess we really don't have any bold predictions for tomorrow,
right?
Everyone
knows what's going to happen.
We know what's going to happen.
I would be genuinely shocked if that didn't happen. If they ended up apart, I would be shocked.
Yes. And that's not what's going to happen. So, I guess the only real thing that we have to look forward to tomorrow is who is going to be the Bachelorette.
Cassie eventually caving and then us discussing who the next Bachelorette is.
Pretty much.
That's great. I guess we'll see you guys again in like 24 hours.
I know, right?
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, love you. Bye.
You know, I think when a man loves a woman, there's so much more you can do in a fantasy suite.
Yeah.
You never wear underwear.
There was a big group of women.
That's sort of evil.
Now we're rolling with it. Will he, won't he? I did things my way. It wasn't perfect. I'm not perfect, but I tried my best. I'm having fun. I loved it. I'm very excited.